朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
在风雨中，我们对神的经历和认识，让我们的信心得到增长。
The experience going through, the experiencing the storms will help our faith to grow.
所以，当那些门徒在海上碰到风浪的时候
，So when the apostles experience storms on the sea,
他们这些 professional 的 fishermen, 他们习惯性的先靠自己来解决。
These professional fishermen habitually try to solve problems by themselves.
等到他们解决不了的时候，他们来找主了。
When everything's out of their control, they came to the Lord.
他说：“主啊，救我们。”
They say, Lord, save us.
风浪逼着这些人转向主。
So the storms force these people to turn to the Lord.
而底下主起来斥责风浪，风浪大大平静。
And the Lord rose up and rebuked the storms and calmed the waves.
我很喜欢底下圣经上写的门徒们的惊讶。
And then the disciples were amazed.
他说这到底是谁
？Who is this man？
弟兄姊妹，这到底是谁
？Who is this man？
哦，虽然他们已经跟过主这么多日子了
，They've been with the Lord for so many days。
他们跟主吃在一起，睡在一起，行路在一起，看主行过神迹。
They ate, they slept, they walked, and they saw miracles with the Lord。
但是每一个新的经历让他们对主产生一个新的认识。
But every new experience will give them new knowledge of the Lord。
而这个认识不是不痛不痒的认识。
And these knowledge are not just superficial.
这个认识是一个这么刻骨铭心的认识。
They leave a deep impression in their heart.
几乎是一个全新让他充满了惊讶的认识。
And this experience will give them all an amazement.
他们说这到底是谁？
They were amazed. Who is this man?
平常跟他们一起吃、一起睡、一起喝、一起会渴的主。
This man who was walking with them, eating and then sleeping with them.
他们说这到底是谁？
They say, Who is this man?
连风和海都听他的。
Even wind and the waves will obey him.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我真巴不得主今天也在我们身上做了这样子的工作。
How I wish the Lord would do the same in our life.
我们不是只是在那里平白接受仇敌的攻击。
We don't just get attacked by the enemy for vain.
我们不是只是平白的在风浪中。像那些人十四昼夜悬望忍饿不吃什么。
We will not just be tossed by the wind and without eating or drinking for 14 days like the Bible says.
我们整个的精神力量不是只在我怎样能够 survive, 怎样能够逃生。
And our main focus will not be on how we can survive.
而让我们能够在主的面前来经历来认识我们所信的到底是谁。
But we will get to experience and get to know whom we believe.
所以保罗说我真知道我所信的是谁。
Therefore, Paul can say, I really know whom I believe.
我也深信他能保全我所交付他的。
And I truly believe that he can guard what I've entrusted to him.
今天我们讲到风浪的第四个重要的事情。
The fourth thing about storms.
叫做真信心使人可以凌驾风浪。
True faith will help men to ride over storms.
风浪不仅仅写明我们信心和生命的实情。
Not only storms will reveal the true condition, our faith and our life.
大的风浪能够逼我们转向救主。
And big storms will force us to turn to the Lord.
而在风浪中让我们对神产生的真的认识。
But going through the storms, we will have we'll have real knowledge of the Lord.
而产生的真的信心。
And we will develop true faith.
而这样子出来的真信心。
Such true faith.
弟兄姊妹能够让我们不仅仅不怕风浪
will help us not to be afraid of storms
让我们可以凌驾风浪
but we will ride over storms
我们一起来读一段圣经
let's read the scripture together
马太福音第八章 对不起马太福音十四章
Matthew chapter 14
我的前言讲完了马太福音十四章
Matthew 14
二十二节
verses 22
到三十三节
through 33
我们弟兄们第一节，姊妹们读一节。
Brothers read one verse and sisters the other.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪。 便害怕，喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了。在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子了。好，在这里我们来讲到风浪对我们生命里面的意义和价值的第四个点。
And this is the fourth significance of storms to our lives.
就是讲到真实的信心，让我们不仅仅不怕风浪。
True faith will help us not to be afraid of storms.
而让我们有一天可以我们凌驾在风浪之上。
And yet one day we will ride over the storms.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我不晓得大家有没有看过一本书啊。
I wonder if you read a book before.
那个 John Ortberg 写的，他是叫做说，如果你要在海上可以行走的话。
That the book says if you can if you want to walk on the sea.
你必须要先从船里面走出来。
You have to get out of your boat first.
那弟兄姊妹，这个东西不是人可以自己找来的。
This is not something can be initiated by man.
这是整个风浪或者信心功课里面一个非常比较高一层的学习。
This is a high level lesson.
是因为我们已经对神在风浪中产生的真认识和真信心以后。
It's after we acquire true faith.
而不是凭着我们自己的认为，我们就这么做。
It cannot be initiated by ourselves.
我记得以前当我自己在为我的病寻求的时候
，I remember when I was praying for my sickness before.
到底是不是应该不要吃药
？I was asking, should I just stop the medicine?
那既然圣经里面都是神行神迹的例子
since the Bible was full of examples of God's miracle healing,
那我是不是凭着信心祷告就可以让我的病就好了呢
？Can I pray by faith that I will too get healed?
弟兄姊妹，我相信在这个点上，很多人都有不同的看法。
I'm sure many will have different way of interpretation.
有的人有经历的人就认为说一定可以借着病祷借着祷告病就会好。
Some who have experiences will insist that sure we can get healing through prayer.
那有一些人不相信现在有神迹的，他们就觉得不会。
Some people think there's no more miracle today, so they don't believe it.
弟兄姊妹，这个没有一个绝对的准神，原谅我这么说。
There's no absolute standard here.
那我记得79年，我父亲那时候曾经去跟一位前辈弟兄交通啊。
I remember in 1979. My father went to share with a mature senior Christian.
那我记得这位连长的弟兄，他就引用了当初黎托森弟兄教导他们的一个原则。
And this elderly brother shared with my father a principle, a guideline that brother Watchman Nee shared before.
那神把我们摆在自然律，把我们摆在律的底下，我们要顺服。
That God places us under the law, the natural law that we have to obey.
那任何违反律的事情，是神迹的事情，我们必须要由神来发起。
Anything that's against the natural law, in other words, is a miracle, has to be initiated by God.
因为神迹是神做事。
Because miracles are works done by God.
所以必须要有神的话。
Has to be initiated by God's words.
那我那个时候对这件事情，我没有一下子全盘能够接受。
At that time, I was not able to accept this completely.
可是后来在我这20多年的继续的经历里面，我自己里面觉得。这样子的事情，走海的事情。
After 20 some years of experience, now, I would say such things as walking on the water.
我不觉得我们应该凭着血气之勇，或是自己牙膏挤出来的信心来做它。
I don't think should be done out of our courage or some faith that's squeezed out of the flesh.
在这边主说是我，不要怕。
Because the Lord here says, "It is I, don't be afraid."
然后你过来。
And come.
那弟兄姊妹，这是在里面知道了神的意思以后，我们不管环境多大，我们 不管这个是不是违反自然律，我们都要顺服。
But after we discern it is the Lord's will, then no matter how difficult or how much against the natural law, we have to obey.
神说话了，我们就凭信心下船，我们走海。
Once the Lord has spoken, we ought to get out of our boat by faith and walk on water.
神没有说话，我们自己下海，我们就会灭顶。
If the Lord never spoke and we get out of the boat, we will drown.
那弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面在主面前的一个。学习
And this is how we learn.
希伯来书讲到以色列百姓因着信心他们过红海。
The book of Hebrews says the Israelites by faith crossed the Red Sea.
而底下讲到埃及人试着要过去就被海水吞灭了。
Yeah, the Egyptians tried to cross too, and then they were drowned.
当彼得凭着信心走海的时候，因为主叫他过去。
Peter walked on water because the Lord commanded him to.
他用信心回应他起来走海的时候，他走在海上。
He responded with faith and he walk on the water by faith.
我听过一个故事，我没有机会去查证。
I heard a story, but I did not research to validate it.
讲到有三个年轻的女孩子，就是因为彼得走海的神迹，她们要一样的来效法。
That there were three young girls, they were trying to imitate Peter by walking on the water by faith.
她们说耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是一样的。
They claimed that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神可以让彼得走海，神也可以叫我们走海。
If God can cause Peter to walk on the water, so God can cause us to walk on water too.
所以这三个好像不会游泳的人就凭信心走下水去，结果就淹死了。
So these three young ladies, they walk on water by faith and they were drowned.
那另外有一个主日学老师。
And there was another Sunday school teacher.
他有一天因为学生有一个家里面出了事情，他特别赶到山里面去帮助他们。
And then he tried to go to help one of his students. And then the student lived in the mountain.
那因为环境的需要，可是那个桥却被那个水冲坏了。
And then, but yet the bridge over the waters were destroyed.
因为非常非常的紧急啊。
But yeah, this was an urgent situation.
他在主面前祷告以后，主给他应许，他凭着信心走过去了。
And then he prayed to the Lord, the Lord gave him promise, and so he walked over the waters by faith.
弟兄姊妹，我说过这些故事，我没有机会去查证它。
But I did not research or validate these stories.
但是圣经的原则告诉我们，凭着信心过去跟试着过去是完全不同的境界。
But the Lord tells us it's a drastic difference between walking by faith or trying to walk.
凭信心过去，信心是对神应许、对神的所事的一个回应。
Faith has to be a response to God's promise.
那尤其在这种违反自然律啊，需要 supernatural， 需要神迹介入的事情里面。
Especially when the situation is against the natural law and has to be supernatural.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的面前有主的话。
So we have to have God's words.
我们看过太多的例子，父母亲因着信心不让孩子看病，到最后孩子死掉被告的。
We have seen so many examples that parents they don't take their children to see the doctor because they have faith, and then they were sued, being sued.
但是另外一面，我们也看见多少神的儿女们因着信心的祷告。医生不能做的，神却让孩子们好起来。
But then, at the same time, we're seeing again many examples that the doctors already gave up, but the parents pray by faith, and then their children were healed.
多少的病，医生已经认为不可能了，但是神的儿女们借着信心而让神的旨意成就出来。
And then a lot of times the doctors already gave up, but by faith things turn around.
所以在这里，主告诉我们不要怕，只要信。
Therefore, the Lord says, "Do not be afraid, just believe."
当神说话以后
When the Lord has spoken,
当神的应许像 Rhema 一样活在我们里面出现的时候
When the promise of God is like Rhema lives in us,
弟兄姊妹，我们就凭着信心相信
Then we by faith believe.
我们不需要再去求主再给新的话
We don't need to ask the Lord to give us new words.
我们相信神怎么说事情就要怎么成就
We believe that things will happen according to what he told us.
今天的背诵经文以赛亚书41章第十节
Today's a memory verse, Isaiah chapter 41.
那你提到说你不要害怕。
Says, do not fear.
因为我与你同在。
For I am with you.
不要惊慌。
Do not be dismayed.
因为我是你的神。
For I am your God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们两个不害怕、不惊慌最重要的一件事情。
And these are the reasons that we will not fear or be dismayed.
主说你不要怕，因为我与你同在。
The Lord says, do not fear.For I am with you.
主说你不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
The Lord says, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God."
弟兄 姊妹，当彼得那天看见那个海浪那么大的时候
，That day when Peter saw the big waves，
这是我们很佩服彼得的地方。
Oh, we really admire Peter。
要我们，我们就说主啊，你再为我们平静一次风浪啊。
If I were him, I would say, Lord, would you please calm down the waves first？
但是彼得这个人确实不一样啊。
But Peter was different。
他愿意对主有新的认识。
He wanted to experience the Lord。
他不断希望他的信心的度量对主的经历能够被扩大。
He wants his faith keeps growing。
他的主如果是你，你就让我过去。
He says, Lord, if that is really you, call me to walk on the water.
怎么样？这个祷告我们都祷告不出来的，对不对
？It's hard for us to make such prayers, right?
我们的祷告都希望主赶快平静风浪。
We always pray that the Lord will calm the storm first.
主啊，赶快医治我的病，赶快解决我的困难。
Lord, help heal my sickness and solve my problem.
但是彼得却说：“主，如果是你，你就让我走过去。
”But yet Peter says, if it is you, Lord, help me to walk to you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，主说是我，你过来吧。
And the Lord says, it is I, come.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个信心。
And this is faith.
那彼得起来走，他真是走了。
So Peter did walk on the water.
弟兄姊妹啊，你若信，在信的人就凡事都能。
If you believe, to him who believes, everything is possible.
这个真的需要主提升我们的信心。
May the Lord really help to lift up our faith.
但弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为这是信主的几十年才可能达到的阶段。
Don't think that this only happens to older Christians.
我们看过很多的弟兄姊妹，几乎在各地都。
We have seen and heard so many testimonies.
都是在不可能的风浪里面看见神儿女们如行甘地。
In an impossible situation, impossible storms, that God's children walk on dry ground.
他们靠着主的应许。他们靠着主的大能和信实走在海上。
By God's promise, God's mightiness, and God's faithfulness, they walk on water.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果今天神在我们身上给我们带领一些新的工作、新的环境
，So if the Lord so leads us to new circumstances.
好像风浪，我们怎么祷告都不平静下来。
As if no matter how much we pray, the waves will not calm down.
弟兄姊妹，也许主今天要我们学一件事情。
Maybe the Lord is teaching us one thing.
要叫我们走在风浪之上。
That we will walk on the waves.
而不是在船里面任凭风浪来折磨我们。
Instead of being tossed around in the ship.
而不是任凭风浪在这里恐吓我们。
Or being threatened by storms.
神可能叫我们走出我们的船来。
Maybe the Lord wants us to step out of our boat.
弟兄姊妹。What's your boat?
So what is your boat?
到底我们的船是什么？
What is your boat?
是我们手中的存款吗？
Is it your savings?
是我们的 job security 吗？
Is your job security?
是我们自己的健康吗？
Or our health?
是医生的保证吗？
The promises of the doctors?
有什么是任何我们自己觉得我可以抓得住的东西？
Something that we think we can hold on to?
很多的时候神要叫我们学习放下来。
A lot of times God wants us to let these down.
我们凭着信心走出去啊。
Let go and step out in faith.
有什么在这一切的风浪的里面？
In all these storms,
虽然风浪这么大
maybe the storms are severe.
但是在这里有一个最大的安慰，最美妙的声音。
But yet, there is this greatest comfort, the sweetest voice.
就是主说的。
The Lord says,
是我。
It is I.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
弟兄姊妹啊，巴不得我们在我们的环境里面，我们能好好祷告。
How we wish that we will pray in our circumstances.
我们不要再让我们的环境随便的过去。
So that we will not let these circumstances go by easily.
每一个苦难或风暴临到我们。
Every suffering and every storm.
神是积极的神。
In behind these, God is a positive God.
已经经过了他的美意，经过他主权过滤过了。
It's being filtered by His good will and His sovereignty.
虽然风浪可以显明我们的实情
It's true that the storms can reveal our true condition
虽然风浪可以让我们转向救主
Turn us to our Savior
但是让我们不要仅止于停留在这
But let's not just stop here
让我们更往前去
Let's move forward
借着风浪对主产生第一手的经历和认识
Through storms we will have our first hand experience and knowledge of God
而产生的最真实的信心
And we will develop true faith
弟兄姊妹这个信心要帮助我们过我们的余生
And this faith will help us to go through the remainder years of our life.
这样子的信心让我们在风浪中我们可以稳行如同在干地上。
Such faith will help us to walk on dry grounds in storms.
这是一个不住增长的信心。
And this faith will keep growing.
我记得好久以前跟弟兄姊妹讲过一个小小故事。
I remember sharing with you a story before.
他在美国中部这个 Mount Smoky Mountain 底下。
Near the Smoky Mountain.
有一个教会他们有一天这个新买了一块地 他们盖新会所。
A church bought a piece of land in order to build a new church.
那我不晓得那边办事效率是不是比加州差一点啊
？I don't know if the government officials are less effective.
他们聚会厅都盖好了，十天之后要有献堂的聚会。
They already built their sanctuary, and in 10 days they will have the opening ceremony.
City 突然告诉他说：“我不能给你们 permit， 因为你们的 parking lot 不够，还缺至少要扩建一倍以上。”
The city all of a sudden says, "Sorry, I cannot issue a permit because you don't have enough space in your parking lot."
那他们一看，他们所有的地方全部都已经用完了。
But yet they already utilized all the land they have.
只剩下教会后面最后的一块丘陵啊，一块小山。
Except the hill behind the building.
他们说，我们除非把山拿掉，我们没有地方可以再盖 parking lot， 再盖停车场了。
Unless we remove the hill, there's no place for us to build additional parking space.
那天他们的牧师在对300个弟兄姊妹发出一个呼召。
And that day, their pastor made a calling to the entire congregation of 300 brothers and sisters.
他说我们需要有一些有疑山信心的人的祷告勇士出来。
We need some prayer warriors who have the faith to move mountains.
我们要在十天内把这个山移掉。
In 10 days, we have to remove this hill.
结果什么呢？几乎从人看是一件绝不可能的事情。
To men, that's absolutely impossible.
所以那天晚上教会300个人来了20多个人。
That day, among the 320 came that night to the prayer meeting.
他们在主的面前一起迫切的祷告。
And they pray earnestly before the Lord.
祷告了两三个小时以后，牧师起来说：“我们相信神听了我们的祷告。”
And after 2 or 3 hours of prayer, the pastor rose up and said, "I believe the Lord has heard our prayers."
那礼拜一早上，当牧师在办公室的时候
，On Monday, when the pastor was in his office,
突然有一个穿着工头打扮的人来敲他的门。
A person dressed like a contractor came to his office.
他说：“牧师先生，对不起，来打扰你。”
Mr. Pastor, sorry to bother you today.
但是我有一件很急的事情要跟你们谈。
But yet I have to discuss with you something very urgent.
他说：“我是在你们隔壁城市里面正在盖一个 shopping mall， 一个购物中心的一个工头。”
I'm building a shopping mall, in your adjacent city, and I'm the leader.
他说：“我们现在缺少了一些泥土。”
But yet we need some dirt.
但是我们现在来不及从别的地方买了。
We have no time to buy from anywhere else.
但是我们整个工程不能够单延。
But we cannot delay our project.
他说我们可不可以买你们后面这座山的土
？I said okay if we buy the dirt from the hill behind your church.
那个牧师看着他。
The pastor looked at him.
哇，那个工头急得要命。他说我们这件事非常急啊。
The contractor was very nervous.
他说我们不但帮你移掉，我们帮你盖一个停车场啊，把那个水泥地全部都帮你铺好。
So the contractor even further offered, not only that we will remove the dirt, we'll build a parking lot for you.
他说我只有一个条件。
I have only one condition.
牧师说什么
？And the pastor said what?
他说我们必须立刻进行。
We have to start right away.
啊，弟兄姊妹，整件事情短短十天之后，他们照样献堂。
So within short 10 days, they get to complete and have their opening ceremony.
那弟兄姊妹，这个不是编的故事，这是一个真实的故事。
And this is not a makeup story. This is a true story.
弟兄姊妹，当任何教会在这里照着神的旨意往前去的时候
，Any church moves forward in God's will.
任何神的儿女们在属灵的道路往前去的时候
，Any child of God moves forward in God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们信心都需要经过试验。
Our faith needs to be tested.
经过之后，这个试验像金晶一样。
And after we gone through the testing, our faith will be like pure gold.
圣经上告诉我们说，比被火试验过仍然能坏的金子还要宝贵。
It will be worth more than refined gold, which can still corrupt.
在主耶稣显现的时候，要得到称赞、尊贵和荣耀。
And they will get praises and glory on the day the Lord Jesus Christ revealed.
弟兄姊妹啊，摆在我们前面的是一条我们从来没走过的路。
In front of us is a path that we never tread before.
风浪、亚衲族人一定都会出现。
Storms and Ammonites will sure come.
弟兄姊妹，让我们用一个大的期望来面对他。
But we let's face them with great expectations.
我们不是在这里害怕。
We're not here to be afraid.
但是我们也不是初生之犊不怕虎，在这里随便乱喊乱叫。
Or we're not just act out of our own will because of immaturity.
而是我们知道我们所信的是谁。
But we know whom we believe.
我们只管跟着约柜去。
Therefore, we just follow the ark.
耶和华我们的神像烈火一样在我们前面先过去了。
The Lord our God has already entered into the land. wind, a fire.
那我们一起凭着信心来跟随。
So we can all follow him by faith.
风雨生信心的下集，我们就留到月底再讲了。
And I will leave the ending of this message.
不管我们的环境如何
，No matter what our circumstances might be,
你让我们知道你永远爱我们。
But yet you showed us that you always love us.
你让我们在信心的里面知道我的神必不会错。
And in faith, we get to know our God can never be wrong.
你的道路，你的意念都高过我们的。
And your ways and your wills are higher than.
主啊，让我们在这一切的风浪中对你有真实的认识。
In all the storms that we will have true knowledge of you.
不让我们任何一个人是白白的受苦。
Don't let any one of us to suffer in vain.
也不让我们在风浪中掉到恐惧和无助的感觉里面。
And do not let us fall into the feeling of helpless or fear.
让我们都学习来转向耶稣。
That we will learn to turn to Jesus.
知道你的应许何等可靠。
We know that your promises are all true.
你要永远跟我们同在。
And you will always be with us.
你叫我们不要害怕，因为你必与我们同在。
You tell us not to be afraid because you will be with us.
你叫我们不要惊慌，因为你是我的神。
And you tell us not to be dismayed because you are my God.
我们把我们在座的每一个人都交给你。
We entrust every one of us here to you.
借着这一切的风浪，让我们对你产生真信心。
Through all these storms that we will have true faith toward you.
也让我们这真信心带领我们胜过一切的风浪。
And this true faith will help us to conquer all storms.
我们把整个教会前面的路都交在你的手里。
We commit the way before our church in your hands.
让我们众人如同一人。
That we will just be like one man.
让我们心里安息，因为有主在我们的船上，我们就不怕风浪。
That we will rest because you are in our boat and we will not be afraid.
这条路我们虽然从来没有走过。
Even though we had never treaded this path before.
但是我们却知道谁掌掌管我们的明天。
But yet we know who holds our tomorrow.
我们却知道谁在前面带领我们。
We know who is leading us.
我们只管跟着约柜去。
That we will just follow the ark.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
让教会在你的旨意上来荣耀你。
That in your will we will glorify you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。